Welcome to AM Best Audio.
How does social influence, values, and attitudes shape consumer behavior and their insurance buying decisions? I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV. Joining us now is Dr. Americus Reed, a Whitney M. Young Junior Professor of Marketing at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Over the years, Dr. Reed has worked with many Fortune 100 companies, including Google, Microsoft, and Disney. He is also an entrepreneur and a partner and co-founder of Persona Partners, a consulting firm that focuses on strategies to create identity loyalty. Dr. Reed, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thanks for the opportunity, Laura. I really appreciate it.
So what is identity loyalty and how does it push marketers to think beyond repeat purchase?
Well, identity loyalty, Lori, is when a brand, a product, a service, or a solution transcends its features and becomes a part of a consumer's sense of self-expression. So what essentially happens is that product, that brand, that service, that solution, it becomes internalized by the consumer as part of their identity.
So focusing on the role that consumer self-concepts play in guiding their buying decisions, how does social identity, social influence, values, and attitude shape consumer behavior and their insurance purchasing decisions?
Well, it's an interesting question, Lori. I think that there are very few behaviors that exist that don't somehow have some kind of implication for the extent to which they send a signal to the rest of the world about who you are and what you believe. And so when we choose products and services, we are essentially trying to figure out in many instances the extent to which that product, that service, that financial service, for example, aligns with our own values. And so when we're thinking about these different sorts of things that we might buy, we are considering the extent to which there is an opportunity to reinforce aspects about who we are in the context of using that particular service.
So when it comes to brand loyalty, what triggers lead consumers to identify with and become loyal to a particular product or a brand?
Well, it's interesting because the way we think about it, Lori, is that we think about it in very much the same way that we think about how do you generate a fan in terms of a sports team. And so there's a community of like-minded others that you perceive that share those values, that share those same senses of self-expression that you believe identify with you. They create the community, they create the tribe. And so you're looking to affiliate with these groups and the services that are associated with these groups in a way that then creates a psychological connection between you, the brand, the service, and that particular community of like-minded others.
In your research, you've talked about judgments that link a person's identity being virtually immovable or what you call sticky. Can you talk about how that information is vital in helping insurance marketers build product loyalty with their consumers?
Well, there's a big opportunity, Lori, for insurance marketers and financial services marketers because a service is something you never see, right? You experience that service and then you have a perception as to what that service is. So there's a massive opportunity to create an experience whereby the consumer of that service has an opportunity to identify with or self-express through that specific service. And so sticky literally means that it becomes an internal switching cost. Once I believe that that service is part of who I am, then a competitor can't just step in and say, I've got the same service for a lower price, because what they're asking me to do is change who I am. And so the smart financial services marketers are looking for opportunities to create an identity connection with their consumers.
Very interesting. Something you often talk about are brand communities that transcend the utilitarian aspects of products. What are brand communities and how can marketers create and foster them?
Well, it's very interesting. It's a great question, Lori. I think brand communities are just groups of consumers that perceive each other to be very similar on some particular aspect of self-expression or identity. Now, it's very interesting, Lori, because these communities can be manifest in the real world or they can be virtual communities. So whenever there's an opportunity to go online and digitally interact with other individuals, other consumers who you believe share those values, then it's an opportunity to reinforce and be a part of that community. So it exists in the real world, but it also exists virtually in the context of the various social networks that consumers are a part of.
Last year, you and two co-authors wrote a paper about the ways that leaders can reinforce a company's purpose during a crisis like COVID-19. How has that crisis highlighted the need for companies like insurers to build purpose into a brand, or product, or a company? And how can marketers achieve that vital task?
It's a great question, Lori. This is critical because what we are seeing in the research is that more and more consumers are demanding to understand what are the values of the companies that they are aligning themselves, that they are purchasing from. And so there is an opportunity to tell a story, if you're that financial services organization, around broader issues of purpose, social justice, the environment, other kinds of things that consumers are concerned about that allow that consumer to understand where you stand on various, not just business model related issues, but issues that are associated with the broader context of society. And so now there's an opportunity to think about shareholder wealth and the context of that in a very different way, to consider the extent to which I, as a company, as a financial services marketing company, am having impact, broader impact in the societal context that then creates an opportunity for these consumers to potentially align themselves with what I am doing based on their own perceived core values that they have.
Wonderful. Dr. Reed, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
It was my pleasure. I really appreciate the opportunity.
We've been speaking with Dr. Americus Reed of the Wharton School. For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.